This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Wednesday afternoon, the 6th day of September. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, indeed.
Hey, so tell me about this nice cool weather we are having here in the Midwest. How long will it be around, and does it indicate any problems like freezes or frost in some time for the near future?
Well, I think this morning was probably as cool as it's going to be for a while. We did see some frost this morning in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, I think a couple of spots in northern Wisconsin also. None of it was cold enough to cause any really serious problems. A little leaf burn in the top parts of the canopy maybe, but nothing that was going to destroy our production potential or quality of the crop out there. It was a little colder in western Nebraska this morning. It was interesting. It got down to 29 degrees out there, but that doesn't count. The heart of the Midwest will be under the influence of a strong surface high-pressure system for the next several days. It will be coolish but not cold enough to cause frost and freezes, and the system will be in control until Irma comes inland. Now, Hurricane Irma is expected to come up into the Carolinas, and part of that storm will possibly get into the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, maybe Ohio and Kentucky. We'll see what happens. And see how strong the system holds together. And it's probably not going to be a huge event for the Midwest proper, but certainly the Carolinas will be vulnerable. Until that storm and Jose, which is Irma's brother, which is out into the Atlantic, once both those storm systems are out of the picture, we'll introduce some more cool air into the U.S. But this is probably 10 days from now. So I think we'll have some good dry and mild to warmish weather until that happens, with the exception perhaps in the eastern Midwest where that hurricane will come up. And
it would be nice to pile up some growing degree days, warmish as in what kind of high temperatures?
Well, you know, it's not going to be that warm. The western Corn Belt will probably see temperatures that will be in the 80s periodically. But the eastern Midwest, that's going to be a little bit tougher. I think that we'll be in the 70s on our warmer days. It all depends on Irma and how much of a ridge it can build ahead of it. We might see 2 days of temperatures over 80 degrees in the eastern parts of the Midwest. Most of that comes right before the storm comes up into the region, so it would be sometime in the latter part of this weekend. And then once the storm is gone, we'll kind of cool it back down a little bit. Not like it is now, but just a little bit milder. And then, like I said, out about 10 days from today, we'll probably have our next shot of colder air around. Well, actually, it'll be about 10 days after Irma moves inland.
It's a little early to talk very much about Brazil. However, they do have a dry season, and then they need to have a little rainfall before they begin planting. How are they doing in their growing regions there?
Well, it certainly is very dry at the moment, as it should be. I don't think there's any reason for us to be concerned about that. Now, the Brazilians like to get into their fields, especially in Mato Grosso and some areas down to Sao Paulo and Paraná, as early as mid-September. And so there's starting to be a little buzz in the marketplace about that and the fact that there's no rain on the forecast charts. But that initial rainfall is never all that great. It's always sporadic and light for the most part. And so I think we'll end up seeing that evolve in the second half of this month. But for this next 10 days, I don't think we'll see any rain. I do expect a lot of rain in southern Brazil, though, this spring. And that is going to cause some delays in field work at times. This will be from Paraná southward into Rio Grande do Sul and back into parts of eastern Argentina. And, in fact, we're going to be releasing that forecast here in just a few hours. But the outlook is wet and in the south. The center west and center south crop areas will probably do okay, but the far south is going to have some disruption.
Hey, thanks for the early glimpse into what you're working on. We appreciate it, and glad you're with us each and every week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a great afternoon. Enjoy that weather.
I will. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.